White Stripes, Dead Leaves,
and the Dirty Ground on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais. With me, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. We have got a great show lined up for you.
Absolutely.
Today it's just yeah, Valentine's weekend, some love songs.
Ooh.
We've got some chat, and of course the competitions. I'll tell you what, I was walking here today, and the West End is crammed. There's helicopters, there's police, there's about a million people sort of just milling around, standing around with placards and stuff. I don't know what they're doing, but they've got too much time on that. They need a war.
You don't read the newspapers, do you?
Boring.
Ooh, those boys can rock there. That's the Guns with All Their Roses and Sweet Child of Mine.
On oh. XFM 104.9.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was good.
It rocks. It
I hope
rocks,
I hope the audience was playing it loud like us.
Yeah. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Well, look at him yawning. How rude is that?
Carl, what's wrong with you, man? Have you been up late?
A little bit.
Girlfriend was away, wasn't she, yesterday?
Yeah, I always have a problem with that. I always have because you don't go to bed, do you, early? Do you know what I mean? You
what?
Sort of think I just always find that thing that if, you know, you're used to living with someone.
Yeah.
One of you will go, let's go to bed, then you'll go, all right. But when you're on your own, you go,
you just forget to go to bed.
I just stay up.
Okay, stop eating now, Carl. You've got all the food, that's just the plate. All right, okay.
Yeah. No, I stayed up and watched, there was a thing on about Dracula.
Right. What, Dracula?
And I found a flaw in it.
Go on.
Not the fact that he's the living dead and is
no.
And drinks blood to stay alive and he doesn't reflect.
And he can turn into a bat.
Well,
and you can go on.
The mirror thing, he can't look in mirrors, can he?
Well, he can look in mirrors, but he can't see himself in a mirror.
Yeah.
That still doesn't work.
Okay, go on.
It doesn't work at all, Carl. It doesn't work
at all.
Well,
centre parting's always really neat.
His centre parting's always really
neat. How does he do it if he can't look in the mirror?
blood on the floor or something it was called. Rubbish.
I love the floor in the Dracula film is that his centre parting's too neat. How did he do it without a mirror? Oh.
Was it a documentary about Dracula?
No, yeah.
The real Dracula.
Yeah, the real Dracula.
It's just a film. Blood on the Floor or something it's called.
Yeah.
It's rubbish.
Yeah.
From 1970.
Yeah.
Right. But you say that and watch that.
You know there aren't really vampires that, in that sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it still annoys you that his centre parting was too neat.
Well, if you're gonna do it, do you know what I mean?
I'd like to see him with a fringe sort of pushed forward.
Ooh.
And maybe a hood up, alright? Come to suck your blood on that, alright?
Yeah, just bits of tissue paper all over his face where he's cut himself shaving.
Oh, can't see. Bloody mirrors annoying me, alright? Yeah. I'd love to see that. A little Mank Drac. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Well, that might be a film that we do in our movie.
Mankula.
Just getting onto that.
Mankula. Count Mankula. Alright? You got any rave? You got any rave music? Huh? Got any Oasis or that? That'd be brilliant. He came from Manchester. Please welcome Mankula. Alright? That'd be great, wouldn't it? His hair's a mess. Well, I can't see a mirror, can I? Well, we've got a show lined up for you. Sad news for Rockbusters fans. It is going to be the last Rockbusters.
Does that mean that we are doing another one and it's the last one? Or
we are doing another one. And it's the last one.
Oh, man.
But a bit of a special one, Steve.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's just sort of done.
Oh, it makes sense. First time only.
It's done on accents because I'm running out of like clues and that to use.
Oh, is this as bit good as the Jamaican one? The trout spinners.
The trout spinners.
That doesn't work at all.
A bit like that.
Okay, so go on. What's the gist of this one?
Well, it's just I've been the sound effects bit that didn't really work out. So there's three sort of cryptic clues.
Yeah.
And
sort of cryptic, yeah.
It's done on accents, and I've sort of worked down the country. So I've got a northern one,
mm-hmm.
I've got a Brummie one, and I've got a Cockney one.
Alright, we'll look forward to that. We've got quite a lot of competitions, haven't we? Because we've also got your film competition.
He's appearing in The Shining this week, Steve.
Excellent, okay.
We've also got, ooh, chimpanzee that. More monkey news from around the world.
Monkey news. Stay tuned for that.
But there's one that I thought we could phase in as we phased out Rockbusters. It's an old favourite. Carl, it was before your time. XF Family Fortunes.
XF Family Fortunes. It's brilliant.
It owes
nothing to TV show Family Fortunes.
No, it's XF Family Fortunes.
You can't get him on that.
So we'll be playing that a little bit later as well with two lucky people at the club. And we'll be giving away some great prizes, I imagine,
excellent.
Steve.
Yeah.
Go through those a little bit later.
Yeah.
As it was Valentine's weekend, what about a lovely song by Lloyd Carr?
Oh.
Like lovers do.
I'd love to hear it.
Lloyd Carr. like lovers do on XFM 104.9.
Is that for all the lovers out there?
Yeah. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant and little Carl Pilkington. Oh, we're having a laugh, aren't we? Little Carl with his sandwich and that.
He's
cheered up, hasn't
he?
Oh, I'm still bruised where you punched me in the shoulder, showing that you could box.
Yeah, to be fair though, Rick, you do think that you're now a professional boxer because you've been on the telly
boxing. Yeah.
No, he does. I mean, he laughs about it, but he does walk around thinking, yeah, I could probably handle myself in a street brawl.
In fact, I walk around handling myself.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, don't I, Carl?
And often Carl.
Yeah. Oh, I love it because his little round head. I've got another mate that's got a little bald head, and I'd like to squeeze it. I'd like to see how far. Do you know what I mean? Like an egg. You can squeeze it that way, sort of sideways, and that hurts. But then squeeze it forward to back. It doesn't hurt so much, does it?
Do you know what worries me though? I think if you ever actually did crack Carl's head, I think yolk would come out.
Yeah. He was drawing, and I gave him a little karate chop on the back of the head, and he jumped. He spasmed.
Sorry, you gave him a karate chop on the back of the head.
Yeah.
To be fair though, I think I'd spasm, Rick. If a man crept up behind me and karate chopped me in the neck, that's probably a natural reaction.
Didn't I laugh, eh, Carl?
This is right, good laugh.
Oh, so we got lots of little things to get through. I mean, look at his little face. You're right.
We had a little lunch yesterday, didn't we?
We did indeed. That was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I hate going out with you two. I was explaining to Carl, right? I like to excite Carl's imagination, right? And if it involves chimps or monkeys, all the better. Brains he likes, parts of the body, deformity. You know, I know where to, you know, what buttons to push. And I told him about this thing. I don't know if any of you out there know about this. But there's an experiment they did in the 50s, a clinical psychology experiment where there's your two hemispheres of the brain, okay? They're joined by a thing called the corpus callosum, right? Which is just a little flap of skin, like a little scartly that joins your two hemispheres. And what they did, they cut that in half, and they thought it was a cure for schizophrenia, but what it turned out to be, or epilepsy, I think, I can't remember, was that your two sides of your brains didn't function together. You couldn't get information. I was telling Carl all this thing, and one of the things I told him was that they did it on a monkey, and it fought itself over a nut. Like, its right arm was connected, you know, by its left lobe of the brain, and it was fighting over itself. And Carl went, instead of, like, thinking this is amazing experiment, he went, would it have been happy if you'd given it two nuts?
Yeah, I know. Well, you started off by explaining it, and I remember you mentioned, because I was watching the two of you as you were describing it to me, you said, of course, one side of the brain deals with symbolism, and as you said the word symbolism, I noticed Carl drift away from looking at you, pick up his mobile phone, and start pressing buttons randomly. And I thought it was the word symbolism that got him, and I noticed it took you just a moment longer, and I think the first thing you said was, when did I lose you?
Yeah, I knew I'd lost him.
It's extraordinary, and he doesn't even try to disguise it.
I think I said nomenclature at one point as well.
Right, yeah.
And I knew I was dicing with death there.
Yeah.
But I told you, you tried to look it up, didn't you, on the web, you didn't find anything about
it, the spelling of it's, what is it again, what's the word?
Corpus callosum.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
No, they probably, don't bother.
Give up.
Don't bother. So if anyone knows any interesting facts about that,
but yours hasn't been cut in half, has it, Carl? That would, again, might explain something.
I'll tell you what we will be talking about later. I don't know if you're sort of aware of them, Steve.
Go on.
Bonobos.
Oh, I don't know much about bonobos.
I told
him about them. He was looking for stuff. I said, put in bonobo. He was having no luck with chimp. And they're a form of chimpanzee, but, they're even closer to us, evolutionally speaking. They've got their social groups are more like ours, they're more intelligent. And he was loving it, weren't you?
So is it human bonobo Carl? Is that how it works on the evolutionary ladder?
Chimp Carl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're talking about bonobos, you're excited about that?
Yeah,
that's coming up in monkey news?
No, I think it's a bit of a monkey bonus.
WC, featuring Snoop, The Streets on XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. I think we should kick off with a bit of a competition. I think we should get the listeners involved here.
Mm-hmm.
Phone up if you want to play XF Family Fortunes.
Now, a lot of people, of course, won't be familiar with this because we played this in the very early days of XFM.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain the rules, or do you just want people to phone in?
It's like Family Fortunes. We need two of you. I asked you.
Do you remember we discussed this before? You can't say that.
Yeah. And so get two on the line. You're competing against each other, and so it's fingers on the buzzers. Will you stop chewing, picking your teeth? I mean, even if the listeners can't hear, it really annoys me.
It is a bit like having a chimp in the room.
Do you know what I mean, Carl?
Aye.
Have you ever seen him eat hot food?
No.
Honestly, it is like a chimp. what are you doing? What? Just get- Oh, God.
Or like the Cookie Monster.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm never annoying, Carl, so why are you? Do you know what I mean, Steve?
You're so annoying. Have you been with him for trying to have lunch with Ricky?
Yeah.
It's the hardest thing possible. Yeah. You wander around for hours. It's sort of a combination. It used to be bad even before he was a celebrity because he has this, a tolerance level. It's extraordinary. I mean, he is irritated by a car honking its horn in the street. It's like, I can't believe it, let's go in here, I'm so angry. he gets annoyed by police sirens, by rain, wind, birds in the air, other people in the streets.
They're the most annoying.
Children particularly, whether they're in a school playground we happen to be walking past, whether they're on TV.
It's just noise that isn't mine.
Well, I know, but this is the thing, you are the most irritating man I've ever met, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, you know that car, don't you? I mean, noises he makes, it's extraordinary. I mean, I've been editing some behind the scenes footage we shot of making the second series of The Office. It's extraordinary. I've had to cut sequences out involving Ricky because they'll just think he's a gibber, just think he's an idiot, like some kind of puppet that the rest of us are controlling, because he's shouting, he's whistling, he's honking, he's making noises, he's dancing around. It's extraordinary. And if you're out trying to find somewhere to eat with him, all these irritants, all these annoyances, and it's, oh, that music's too loud, I don't like that particular song, I'm not going in there, there's more than 8 people in that cafe, I'm not going in there. It's just extraordinary. I think we need a woman. I'm thinking of hiring a woman, like a PA, to just go out ahead of us, scout ahead of us, go in, you know, and she can just phone back and say,
oh, sexist. Oh.
Or a guy.
Oh, that's
or a fella.
Oh, sexist.
Or a fella. Just to scout ahead.
Oh, I'm thinking of hiring a woman, subservient role. We couldn't hire him. Oh, no. Oh, sexist.
Well, that or a chance to meet a woman.
Yeah.
That I'm also paying.
It's like paying for it.
Exactly.
It's like more above board.
Yeah.
So, if you want to play Family Fortunes, call up. What's the number?
0870-800-1234.
Yeah, it's just like Family Fortunes. Two of you are competing for some great prizes. And, I go, something you'd, you know how it goes, and then go buzz and play around board.
It's not as high tech as Family Fortunes. Current single from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, so that's Bring It On.
Yeah. On XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington, and two people on the line to play XF Family Fortunes.
Brilliant.
Hello.
Steve hello. First.
Steve, hello.
Steve first, hello, how you doing?
You alright, mate? Where are you calling from?
From my pub in Barnes.
You got a pub?
Yeah.
In Barnes?
Yeah.
Are you posh?
No.
Oh. I suppose they- You're the local landlord. Do they come in and sort of like go, good man, there's a shilling, get me some ale. They're all posh in Barnes, aren't they?
Well, no, not all of them, actually.
Does Nigel Havers come in your pub? Because he lives there, doesn't he?
well, none of them do, actually. I know there's lots of them about, aren't there, in Barnes, but no, not
You've banned them. You've banned them. Who's on the other line?
It's, Jennifer.
Jennifer, hello.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Forest Hill.
Forest Hill, that's right south, and I don't go out of WC1.
You should.
Do you run a pub?
Do I own a pub? No.
Do you drink in one?
Yeah.
That's just good.
just from friendly chat there.
Yeah, I think it's
the thing just between the brain that you were talking about before.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what it's called, but they did an experiment, and apparently the length of it determines whether you're straight or gay.
Is that
that's
right?
What I heard.
Yep. Well. So what, you could actually trim it if you fancied?
It didn't go that far.
Oh. Well, you've just interacted with Carl Pilkington.
Oh my God.
I treasure that. Right, here's the prizes.
Okay, now, listen, don't be disappointed because, as ever, Carl has just gone through some people's drawers here at XFM and found some really quite shoddy prizes. So, you get on DVD, I don't know if you're a fan of, are they a German band? Rammstein or Rammstein?
Oh, you'll enjoy that.
But there's any number. That includes Ash zu Ashk, Spiel mit mir, and Hegelide. That's just some of the classics on this, DVD of their greatest videos. Red Dwarf, the first
Do you think
series.
Germans sit around looking at Oasis records and going, look at these Wonderwall?
Possibly so.
Wow.
The very best of the Stone Roses, although I might have that, so anyway. There's also an I Love You compilation, kind of appropriate, and a tribute to the Ramones, which might be interesting.
So you can get the idea, Steve and Jennifer, the stakes are pretty high. Okay, here we go. Exit Family Fortunes. So, fingers on the buzzers, just both go, wah! If you think you can answer this right, and then we, the highest answer or the top answer gets a chance to play or pass. If you play, you've got to get all five answers, there are five answers. Every wrong answer, you get a life, and I go, and when you get three, when you lose three lifelines, then the other person can steal. It's as simple as that.
If you've seen the show Family Fortunes.
No, this is a new, this is not based on anything I've ever seen ever in my life. Okay, right. Okay, fingers on the buzzers. Okay. Name something. We asked eight of my mates, right? Something you associate with Carl Pilkington.
Wah!
Okay, Jennifer, what?
Silliness.
Yeah, that's the top answer, thick or dimness. Do you want to play or pass?
Play, please.
Okay, okay. Stay tuned, Stephen, because you might be able to steal if she gets three wrong. Okay. Right, okay. Right, we've got a top answer, four to go. Thick or dimness is top answer, obviously. Okay, Jennifer, some other things associated with Carl.
Comedy.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah. No. No. I don't even know who he is.
You don't even know who he is?
No, she does. She must
and
do
yet,
it.
Bizarrely, she knows that silliness or stupidity is top answer.
Yeah, come on. Something else.
Smelly eyebrows.
One more wrong answer and then Stephen gets a chance to steal.
Okay. I don't know.
People are screaming it at home.
Very sensible.
Oh,
what was that? Very
sorry.
Sensible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Stephen, can you think of one of the answers that Jennifer didn't get?
Must be a mind for a name nonsense.
Oh, well, I'm going to give you that because number five is even thicker. So, yeah, you what you missed is our top answer was thick or dim, second top answer was Manchester, third was Roundhead, fourth was Airy Chinese Kid, and five was even thicker. So, I think Stephen's the winner there.
Yeah, I think he's done well.
Yeah.
You enjoy Rammstein and you get the Stone Roses and an I Love You CD.
So that's the pilot for this show, okay? When Blockbuster's all over, this we're gonna phase in XF Family Fortunes. Carl, thoughts?
It's not that good, is it?
Why?
It's not that good. Just I'm not that happy with it.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
I'm just what else? What? No.
You're definitely right about that top answer.
Well, thanks. Right, so Stephen wins all those prizes.
Yeah. Stay on the line and we'll take your address.
And we'll send something to Jennifer as well for even bothering to talk to Carl. So this, what's this, Carl? What are you playing now?
A Badly Drawn Boy.
Yeah, excellent.
Bye. We're doing Rockbusters then.
Later. Eminem, Sing for the Moment on XFM 104.9. Joe Stephen Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Right, Carl, moving on. Got a lot to cram in. If you yawn again, or pick your teeth, or chew,
Can I just, you know, sometimes I get told off by Carl, he gets a little bit sulky if I slag off the prizes that he sources for each competition. This is from Rob in Croydon. He's a former winner of Rockbusters.
Yeah.
He said he didn't even know what the prizes were going to be when he entered. He won, and sure enough, for one night only, he was a hero. The following morning, it was just Rob again, and all I had to show for my triumph are five compilation CDs I'll never listen to.
Yeah.
And two DVDs I'll perhaps get £9 for on eBay. Please get some decent prizes. Ricky, you're BBC's golden child of comedy. What are you doing? How many of your listeners really are into Stephen Polyakov's The Lost Prince? No one. That's how many. Now that is a winner. That's someone who's got a reason to like us and
Carl,
like you.
I think he's got the same attitude as Steve when you give him something for free.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorted you out with NERD tickets for last night. A lot of messing around, a lot of phoning round going on to get you them tickets.
Yeah.
Come in today. You enjoy the gig, couldn't be bothered going, Carl.
Typical.
Yeah.
I didn't say I couldn't be bothered going, Carl. You just assumed that that was the case. You're right, but the point is this, Carl. Once you've given me the tickets, they are mine to do with as I see fit.
The thing is, what annoys me is, right, I bet he hasn't even listened to them CDs. He might find something on there.
That's his point, I think,
but, to be fair. But I don't want to give him stuff that's too good, because then they'll listen to CDs instead of XFM.
Of course, there's always careful planning.
So
you always got an answer. Oh, Carl, you're my hero. We don't care, do we, Carl?
Well, I think the prizes are all right considering what they've got to do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
It's just a bit of fun, for God's sake. So,
please do not blaspheme on air.
Something, something else we're giving away.
Go on.
The Shining.
It's more throwing away, isn't it?
Once again,
is it on video?
Once again, it's on VHS.
Just because you buy it out of your own money, Carl, stop being so mean.
And I want to watch it tonight, because it's one of those films that,
So you're going to watch this video, and then you're going to send it to someone as a prize?
Yeah, it's one of them films that
I've sorry, what, you just said yes to that without blinking?
Oh, yeah. You don't think, like, Les Dennis doesn't have a quick go in the car on Family Fortune before he gives it away?
It costs £5.99.
Jim Bowen has a go at those his and her towel racks.
It costs £5.99, Carl.
Okay. This is, Carl, in the classic The Shining.
And what's the question?
Well, we might ask that afterwards.
Okay, then.
Hi.
Hi. Still, still trying to write the book, then? No?
Yes.
Good. Funny, someone, told me the other day, weird thing about a typewriter, the top row of letters, the longest word you can write, is typewriter. I'll just show you, just... That's weird, isn't it? It's just, the typewriter being... You're not in the mood, are you? You're in one of those grouchy moods again that you get into when you're writing.
I'm not being grouchy. I just want to finish my work.
Yeah, it's just... She's being a bit funny, a bit offhand and that.
Let me explain something to you.
Go on.
Whenever you come in here and interrupt me, you're breaking my concentration. You're distracting me. And it will then take some time to get back to where I was. Understand?
Yeah, but I just was coming in to try and cheer you up, you know, if you... I mean, I'm full of ideas as well, you know, if you're having a problem coming up with stuff. Got loads of stuff, loads of ideas you could write about. The other day I read about this airy Chinese kid.
What do you want me to do about it?
No, it's just that it could make a good book, do you know what I mean? Sort of following round.
That's swell.
Well, I'd buy it, you know, but... If you don't want to know, won't have to, don't bother doing it, but, do you know what I mean? Just, airy Chinese kid, it's weird because they're not normally that airy over there. Yeah, this kid caked in it, but if you don't care...
I wouldn't touch one hair on his goddamn little head.
You won't have to touch any hair on his head, like I say, he's covered, leave the head alone if you want, touch his hands, he's totally... covered in it, but...
I love the little son of a bitch.
Well, don't go that far. You haven't met him, but I can sort it out.
I'd do anything for him.
I don't think you'd expect that much. Just take him to the barbers 3 or 4 times a week. You know, he's a good little kid. In fact, I'll do it. I think I'll write a book on him. Yeah?
How do you think you can handle that?
Yeah.
You're not too busy, are you?
Well, I'm pretty busy. I've got to sort out some monkey facts. For the show this Saturday, but I reckon I can still.
Why don't you start right now and get out of here?
Alright. I will. You're gonna be like that. Couldn't borrow a pen, could I? See you later.
There you go.
Haunting.
Haunting stuff there. Carl Pilkington in The Shining.
You know, in the film, Jack Nicholson goes crazy because the suggestion is he's maybe possessed by demons that maybe, are in the hotel. But, you know, if I was stranded in a desolate hotel, removed from all human contact with Carl, I'd go mental with an axe without being possessed by demons. That's more chilling to me, trying to get some work done and you keep wandering in.
I'm trying to get Carl to spend a couple of days in the caravan with me. Just for the head of it. And he won't. I've offered him money, won't I? I think it'd be a great laugh, wouldn't it, Carl?
Oh yeah, great.
That would be terrifying.
No, I want to film it. I just want to film
you.
It. Like a little video diary. There's Carl there, he's just waking up.
Well, if I was stranded in there, that would be like being- I may as well be with Freddy Krueger and Jason Voorhees. That's more scary.
The thing
the
is,
two of you.
Ricky doesn't mess you about as much as he messes me about.
No, you see, you've given him an inch. You've given him an inch and he's taken a yard.
12:30 you got in today. In the 30 minutes between 12:30 and 1, the old bin lid on the head, he wanted to do that again.
Yep.
Squeezing my head, think he had a go at, and a karate chop on the back of the neck.
Yeah.
All in 30 minutes. Yeah. Who else can say that?
Who else can
didn't say that. That's good. What do you mean?
Anyway, have we got a question then?
Yeah, to win a copy of, I'm so embarrassed to say it, The Shining on VHS is worth £5.99 and it will have already been watched by Carl Pilkington, probably not even rewound.
Yeah, to not win rewound, that. A little bit of tripe and cow eels where it just slipped into his dinner. A barm cake outside.
As he was reading the back of the box trying to figure out what was going on.
The ingredients.
So what about this, right? Here's a question.
I've got a question.
No, go on. No, I want to hear Carl's first.
Okay.
No, it's about the film. Because when I was whizzing through it, I saw something. I thought, oh, that's good. The kid who's in it, he was writing something on the back of a door with lipstick. What was it?
Well, that's a tricky question. I can't remember.
Nor can I.
Alright.
So the kid in it was writing something on the back of a door.
Is that going to be too hard for anyone?
Let's see if, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there's somebody.
Right, the phones are going, so it might be.
Yeah, but this is email, isn't it?
Alright, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. What was being scrawled on the back of a door by the little kid in The Shining? Be honest, if you know that, it means you've probably already got it and you've watched it about 8 times.
Yeah.
Fair enough, though.
Alright.
Bob Dylan. Oh. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go on XFM. Sorry, they're arguing. Steve and Carl
but
are arguing.
But he just goes, you've got to keep it slipped.
You know, can I just tell them what you're arguing about? Think of this, right? This is the argument. They're arguing whose fault it is why this show is rubbish. Think of that!
What? That's a perfect- I think that's a valid criticism. At least we're discussing it, you're just accepting that that's the case. You're not even trying to change it. We're ashamed of it.
Yeah.
We have to go out there.
I should be, but I quite like it.
In fact, I remember when we went out about 2 weeks ago and said we've got to, you know, make it tighter and that, make it good. Went out for something to eat. You were happy sat at the table talking about squids and having to, you know, go off with one if you wanted to have a kid. I brought up the topic, right, what are we gonna do about the show? Suddenly you've got to go. It's like, oh, I think I've made plans. So me and Steve sat there
coming
up with stuff.
See, I do that, I do acknowledge, quite shamefully that this is more enjoyable for me to do than for you to listen to. But it's like 2 hours sort of playtime for me. It's like, you know, the study period when you're meant to read a book, but you actually can't afford to run around and draw pictures. I think like this, even though I'm getting paid for this and I'm meant to be working, it's nice. It's cool, isn't it? not for the listener. But for me.
But the problem is, the only way we can improve this show, Carl, to be honest, the only way we can make this good is if the three of us resign.
Yeah.
And they replace it with someone else.
Yeah, but Carl, you're getting flustered and you're getting stressed because you're, you know, I don't know what I was saying, answer the phones, you were letting them ring, you're still letting it ring. You're still letting people phone, you go, oh look, leave that. And people have phoned in, good enough to phone in, to ask for something for free. I think you should at least answer the phone and say, it's not worth it, the prizes are rubbish.
Well, whilst I'm doing all the other stuff, maybe you can do that.
No way.
Right then.
But to be fair, Rick, I'm not accusing you of being lazy.
No.
But you're sat on a chair and yet you're almost vertical.
No,
I don't know how you've done it. It's like you're almost asleep, but you're sat on an upright chair. I don't know how you've actually angled yourself in
I'm gonna have a bad back when I'm, in old age. I'm just gonna be bent double.
Right, so come on now. Pretend we're starting now.
Okay.
We've just started the show
now.
Yeah,
it's 2 o'clock. It's right. XFM. It's the Ricky Gervais Show with Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington, or our show. It's our show. From now on, I'm at least cutting up the blame as well. XFM 104.9. What do you want to know? Funny thing happened to me on the way here.
Okay.
Actually, it was about Wednesday or Thursday. I was walking along Charing Cross Road. I was on my way here actually to meet Carl for a drink, and this little fella came up to me. I think it was an overseas student. He's sort of like a student type, but he had an accent, and he came up to me and went, "Excuse me, are you one from the office?" And I went, "Yeah." Yeah, he went, would you sign a script book of the office for me? I went, yep, by all means, yeah. He went, can you come to the bookshop? And I went, what, you haven't got it on you? He went, no, but if you come, I will buy one for you to sign. And I went, I can't really. He went, were you going to pass one? I went, I'm not, no, I can't. He went, and he went, as he went, oh, I was just in Waterstones earlier. I didn't buy one. I went, oh, sorry. He went, you could just, I went, I can't. He went, okay. I went, I'll sign something else. Have you got something else I can sign? He went, of course. and I signed a pamphlet or a brochure or something for him. But I love the idea. Imagine me going with him and queuing up, and I'm in the queue. He's going, you're going, yeah, fine, can you just hurry up? And he gets there and his switch doesn't work and he goes, can you lend me £10? Yeah. I mean, imagine that.
I'm a little bit annoyed you didn't go with him, frankly, because that would have been a sale of our book and I get a little cut from that.
Well, behind him was Salman Rushdie going, can we hurry up? Because yeah. I shouldn't be out. Yeah. I'm getting a lot of funny looks. And I really, you know, I don't feel comfortable.
But I thought it was very odd the other day, was we were walking along and Ricky often gets bothered for an autograph and some Japanese people who I think were tourists, they appeared from behind the corner and I thought, well, this is odd, that, you know, they seemed like tourists but they're obviously gonna ask for an autograph. And they just handed him a camera and said, excuse me, would you take a photo of us?
I was laughing, I was thinking, right,
So now Ricky's stood in the street, people are recognising him as he's taking a photo of three complete Japanese strangers. And I imagine them getting home and Sarah saying, and here's the one we had taken by Ricky Gervais. Taken with Ricky Gervais. No, taken by Ricky Gervais.
From the office. Isn't that brilliant? Would you come to the bookshop with me?
The life of a minor celebrity.
Not really.
Times like these, Foo Fighters and XFM 104.9. Carl, let's build up to monkey news. Do you want to give the competition answer and winner?
Yeah, we did the bit on The Shining, me acting out in that.
Yeah.
And the question was, the kid in the film The Shining, he, after like the devil had got in him and that.
This isn't written out, is it? You're just winging this, aren't you?
No, but I remember it.
Well, you haven't seen the film though, have you?
No, but when I was whizzing through to get the clips to make that thing.
Right.
I saw it and I thought, hang on a minute, I'll watch this bit. And yeah. That's why I want to take it home tonight and watch
I meant more how you're presenting the competition. It's just like Jonathan Ross on Film 2003.
Well, I'm just saying, right, so the kid's there in the bedroom and he's got his mum's lipstick.
Yeah.
And he's saying-
It doesn't run a mobile DJ.
Nope. And he said he wrote down red rum on the back of the door.
Uh-huh.
And his mum wakes up and thinks, what's he doing?
Mm.
She looks at him and she goes, oh. And then she looks in the mirror. And sees red rum in the mirror.
Right.
Which is sort of-
He's offering racing tips.
Yeah. It says murder in the mirror.
Oh, clever.
So, Kelly in Hounslow got that right, so-
Excellent.
After I've watched the film, I'll be whizzing that over to Hounslow.
Brilliant. I mean, the one thing I do like about, this show, for all its faults, is the-
Honesty?
Yeah. I mean, that can be good and bad. I mean, it's- I mean, some people think it's sloppy, arrogance, laziness, you know,
thoughtlessness. They'd be right.
Yeah. But I like to think it's honesty. It's like a peek into the mind and workings of Carl Pilkington. He just said to me, because he was shaking, because he said to me, and I quote, he said, oh, he's just whittering to himself, I must remember to eat next time Suzanne's away.
I know. I know.
I must remember to eat next time Suzanne's away.
No, but you did. I mean, I wonder if I lived on my own if I'd still be about. Because I just neglect myself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for all I've eaten
A lot of self-abuse. Is that what you're saying?
I had lasagna last night that I messed up, right?
Why did you mess it up?
Cooked it for too long. It was like a brick. Right? And she called up and said, have you eaten? I went, yeah. She went, was it nice what you have? I said, lasagna. Was it nice? I thought, I don't want her to worry. Because she's probably been out and had a good meal with all the work people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't want to say, well, I'm, you know.
And she went, okay, bye, bye. And I go, that can't get, yeah, I bet he cooked it like a brick.
Yeah.
I bet he threw it away. Anyway, gin and tonic.
Yeah. And I had Scotch pancakes for breakfast. That is all I've had. So I'm starving, I'm shaky. Plus I've got that restless leg syndrome still going on, which I can't get rid of.
What's restless leg syndrome?
I find, if I go to bed, right, my body's tired but my legs aren't.
Are you like Michael Flatley?
You have to get up and do a bit of tap dancing.
Do they just keep going even
just
when you're asleep?
Keep moving about, so I have to get up and stretch them or something. Or I've worked out that if I put a pillar on like the bedpost down at the other end,
yeah.
If I have my legs higher than my heart, it calms it down a bit.
Is this why Suzanne works away so often?
I don't know. It's weird.
To get a decent night's sleep.
I put it down to Smarties and that. It's like a sugar thing, but
stop eating them.
Apparently, Bob Morton has got it as well.
No, he's got arthritis.
Was he?
You told me in the week that you've mastered moonwalking.
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
Is that one of the things you did, like, in the middle of the night?
It's moon sleepwalking.
Yeah, yeah.
He just gets out, he finds himself walking backwards and wakes up and goes, oh God, I'm brilliant. I'm brilliant at this.
Right, so, listen, what we're doing now, are we doing, we're getting a debate going about... Actually, right?
Go on.
We're struggling, go on.
No, no.
You can help me out here, Carl, you've got an idea. I can see it in your eyes, he's got a brilliant idea, wait for it, go on.
No, no. It's something, when I was looking on the web, found something out.
Go on.
It's a story about a woman who had a baby. Who had a baby.
What are you talking about? What?
A woman who had a baby who was having a baby.
It was no clearer when you repeated it.
No! Go! I don't know what to do! I don't know what to do for the common good, right? Pursue this line of inquiry, right? Because I don't know where it's going, or play a record. I'm actually torn. I don't know what to do.
No, I remember seeing it and thinking, I've got to tell Ricky about that. It's brilliant.
What should we do? Should we go with it? It's entering into the abyss. It's opening Pandora's box. It's peeking. It's going down to the cellar.
I've got a couple of questions though.
Go on then.
Well, come down there with me. Okay, come down the cellar with me.
Okay, right, Carl. What? First of all, it was on the way. What do you mean? The baby was what? Had another? Was it? She didn't give birth. They didn't. The doctor didn't find one of those set of Chinese dolls up her. Russian dolls, whatever they're called.
That's what I pictured it like. Those dolls where you take the head off and there's another one in there that all look the same. But no, the story was there's a woman who's
no. Don't just say it again. That's a headline. That's not a story. There was a woman who had a baby. Who had a baby? That's not a story. That imagine handing that in as a thesis to loads of the BMA. Yeah, there you go. And read that.
That's a children's rhyme.
Yeah. There was a woman who had a baby. Who had a baby? What do you mean? So the baby. She had a baby. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And,
that bit's fine. We're okay with that.
That's normal. That's normal.
A totally woman had a child.
Yeah, totally normal.
She gave birth. Fine. Yeah. Next.
Well, I don't know that much more.
Of course you do.
From the fact that the baby's like roaming about, and then 12 months later, she's like, oh.
Interesting. So the gestation period of that baby was actually 3 months more than an adult.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Weird, though, isn't it?
So, was the headline, my baby's 12 months pregnant? What are you talking about? 12 months later, it had a- what are you talking about?
Forget it.
No, you haven't even finished the story. That what you said, and 12 months later, you didn't even finish the sentence. So what do you mean?
No, I didn't read any more into it because I just saw
you
that
didn't
and I thought,
what?
That's weird. And then I just was thinking, oh, like, imagine the kid at school, at parents' evening.
Go on.
And it's like, well, your kid's pretty good. Now let's have a look at your work, sort of thing. Don't you think that'd be weird?
But what? Did the child have a baby?
Yeah.
Because it didn't! Play a record!
We shouldn't have gone down in the cellar. We should have just left the cellar door closed. I never learn. That's The Zombies and a song called Time of the Season. I've enjoyed that.
What do you think of Zombies, Carl?
It's alright, yeah.
No, not the group, but the Living Dead.
Don't worry about them.
No? Why?
Not about, are they? It's gonna happen.
You don't believe in that?
Listen, right?
You don't believe in zombies?
So,
but you do believe a baby had a baby?
Yeah.
On you go. On you go.
Are you still saying that didn't happen?
Yes.
Right, well, I'll find the thing again, I'll print it off and
then
you'll read
it. Well, all I'm saying is there's more information that we need.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it always annoys me that when I do get the information, you'll go, yeah, but its name's Sally, you didn't say that, and make out-
No.
As if-
Don't make it look like we're over-inquisitive or over-cynical. You come out with the most abominable things man has ever uttered, and you expect us to accept them. Usually headlines, usually illogical, not just probably wrong. So, fleas are born pregnant.
Are they?
Interesting.
Yeah. Right.
See?
On we go.
So
see, that's true and you're not impressed. Because it doesn't involve a little werewolf child. Or half man, half shark. It's not good enough for you.
No, but what if I read the first line of something and it's not that interesting, I go next, right, and I move on. Now, when I saw a woman had a baby, and it had a baby,
but you still didn't read on.
No, but all right, I didn't read on, but it got me thinking. Like I said, it's you wonder about the parents' evening. I was thinking about, you know, is it a good thing? Because you're going to spend more time with the kid. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of mums who have to go out to work and that. She's going to be a great mum. Grew up with her, literally.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
She's going to be a great mum.
I just wonder if, I know it sounds weird, but if
was
it's-
Was it the you know the baby that woman had, was that a girl or a boy?
No, it would have been a girl, wouldn't it?
Of course it would. It'd be mental, wouldn't it, if it wasn't?
Right.
It would have been a weird story, wouldn't it?
So anyway, that reminded me, because we were talking about other amazing stuff that Ricky told me to find out about. Steve, are you aware of bonobos?
We mentioned them earlier. I'm not particularly familiar with bonobos. Right. It sounds like a cream cake.
No, they were a sort of a chimpanzee, but more advanced than the traditional chimpanzee. They live in one sort of particular area, and you know, it's the sort of closest animal to the missing link. They're very intelligent. They take on a lot of social aspects of human. They have sex for pleasure, mm-hmm. and no other.
Steve's looking annoyed.
He's done ya. So, yeah, what did you find out about?
Apparently, I found out it's 98% not human, this kind of thing. It's nearly human, but it's not.
We share 98% of DNA
with
it.
Yeah, 98%.
It's a higher percentage than you.
They have sex for pleasure.
They do look a bit like him, though. They've got a little round head, haven't they? But, and they sort of, they're much more upright than the, you know, got a more flexible.
I sort of get bored with animals that are, like, classed as being intelligent, right? So when you told me,
because they're not doing enough. They're not playing Nintendo.
Do you know, like that? People always rave on about dolphins, saying, "Oh, they're really bright and that."
Yeah.
You know, I was having an argument with Suzanne about it, and she goes, "Oh, yeah, dolphins are really intelligent." And I said, "But what? What have they done?" So she said, "Well, they use them in wars. They strap bombs to the back to go out to boats.
Yeah.
So then blow up the boats."
Hmm. Yeah. They're trained. Yeah.
Well, that isn't that bright. If it was really bright, it'd go, "I'm not doing that."
Well, no, they leave them. They don't blow themselves up. They anyway, but-
Alright, well. So anyway, so bonobos, really bright and that.
Mm.
Now, I was looking at them, and they are, you know, they're saying, they're just like humans, basically, right? Mm. But what I was thinking is, I didn't have a chance to ask you, if you got a mentalist,
right,
and put the bonobo in an exam.
Okay. What do you mean a mentalist? What do you mean?
Well, you know, someone who's, you know, a little bit, just a little bit slower than me, and put them in an exam. What would happen?
Right. Okay. You've got to be clearer here, Carl. What are you saying? Are you saying pit the wits of a bonobo against
someone who's educationally subnormal?
Yeah. What do you reckon?
I don't know where to start.
But if they're that good, why aren't they being used in labour and stuff? Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean, in the government?
No, like, you know, like, some jobs that they could do. Why hasn't someone caught onto it and thought, well, hang on a minute.
Sorry, I'm not familiar with the bonobo. Seriously, could it do a job of work? How advanced are these creatures?
Well, lots of animals do job of work. I think Carl wants this bonobo to start going to work with an umbrella and a bowler hat and have sort of like rudimentary language skills like morning, morning.
So the bonobo, so I couldn't employ the bonobo to be my PA. It's not. I mean, how advanced are they? Could I teach you to go in the shops and collect something and bring it?
Yeah, but you can teach a dog to do that.
Yeah.
It depends what you mean by intelligence, social interaction, also dexterity capability, you know.
Could it produce this show?
Yes! I'd have thought it could, randomly.
Yeah. just by pressing the buttons, it could do a better job.
It depends what you're asking, Carl. Could a chimp be a thick human at an intelligence test?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But it depends on what the problem with the human is, doesn't it? Right. First of all, mental illness is nothing to do with intelligence. Let's get that straight. That's one thing. Mental people aren't necessarily less or intelligent than people.
Now, is that the clinical term?
Well, exactly.
A mentalist.
A mentalist. Sometimes I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to start with where he's going wrong with the question, to answer it, to find out what he really means, because-
It's just that if that did happen, right?
So what did what could happen? You want the Planet of the Apes, right, don't you?
Here we go.
Go on.
Right. I go to school. I go to a new school.
Yeah.
I go in the class. There's three bonobos sat on the back row.
Yeah.
Right, I think it would make everybody.
They're bad kids, are they?
Everybody would work harder because you go, well, I don't want a monkey beating me. Whereas when I
so
went
you
to
think
school,
they'd be an incentive?
Yeah.
Well,
they go in and go, oh, go on. What do you mean?
No, I would have loved it because I mean one of the reasons I didn't like school is it's like, oh, I'm not bothered. You know, I'm not bothering going in today. I'd love it if I went in and someone said, right, you're going to start coming again. Why is that? You've got three bonobos in your class.
What if they didn't hang out together, like the two little kids with the webbed hands and the big heads?
What if they started bullying you? Stealing your pocket money?
Well, maybe go in, I'd stop
maybe copying you. Maybe making you do their homework.
Yeah, yeah. They did find out.
To be honest, it would probably be the other way around. And he'd score better.
Yeah. God, have you been copying?
Have you been copying the bonobos
again? Have you been copying Boo Boo again?
It'd be good though, wouldn't it?
It'd be great. I wish I could live in your mind for just a day. So it must be great when you walk around and see things.
We were talking before, right, about at school for some. I can't remember why it came up, the frog thing. But they did a. Oh, I'll tell you what it was. It's the march that's on today, right? And you know, if people want to do that, it's fair enough. But I don't like going out in big crowds and what have you.
Sure.
He said there's too many people to get anything done. Right? He said I wouldn't do anything with more than five people.
Do you know what I mean, Steve? If you have a night out, if there's more than five of you, you can't talk to everyone. Who's in charge of the night? It makes it hard work if you want to nip into a restaurant because you've got to get like a table for six.
Yeah.
So if you're on that march today and you want a coffee,
you've got to get a table for 20,000.
Seven for 1 million protesters.
No, but do you know what I mean? If they're
trying to work out
the
bill afterwards,
yeah, if there let's just split it a million ways.
Yeah.
Should we just split it a million ways? Well, I didn't have a starter.
I need to pay with Switch.
I didn't have a starter.
Can I pay on Switch?
Before you know, war breaks out.
Forget it.
They're fighting amongst themselves. Dubs, there goes the fear. We got a crack on here. XFM 104.9. We've got to get in Rockbusters and a couple more tracks. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Carl, go for it. This is Rockbusters, the last ever Rockbusters.
Right, yeah, it's a accents special one today. I've done it before in the past using accents, so
yeah.
Three cryptic clues, initials, email in, you can win
do the email address stuff. Now so they can take it down and start going.
Right, Ricky.Gervais. IXFM.co.uk, right?
Yeah.
Right, first one. The northern lad remembers he had to tell his mam's daughter something.
God. Oh, dearie me.
The northern lad remembers he had to tell his mam's daughter something. That's O, the initial O there. Think of a band.
Yeah, I've got it already. Initial, yeah, right? Yeah. Okay, that's easy. Go on, next.
Second one. The person from Birmingham got a C in their degree. Right, the person from Birmingham got a C in their degree. The initial O is T.
You don't get A, B or C with your degree.
Well, that's it. And the final one, the Cockney fella isn't happy. Everything's going wrong. That's DH. The initials there, DH. So very quickly, the northern lad remembers he had to tell his mum's daughter something.
God, they're not going to get the second one.
Oh. Second one, the person from Birmingham got a C in their degree. Initial T. And the last one, the Cockney fella isn't happy. Everything's going wrong. DH. Email in ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk and win some stuff.
Is it important that they bear in mind the accents? Does the will the accent help them?
Of course it will. Yeah.
Well, of course it will. Not necessarily course.
Yeah. So
right,
do that.
Right, the Valentine's special, Letter to Hermione, one of the greatest love songs ever, and you've got a couple of minutes. Please
email. Do you
know
the funny thing is we haven't even done Monkey News.
Oh God.
Right. There's nudists going about playing bowls, which we didn't get round to.
Are there?
Yeah.
God. Why are they doing that? They got fed up with volleyball.
I don't know, it annoyed me when I read it. But we'll leave that, maybe we can come back to
that. What are they up to?
Some
they gotta be careful when they're smoking a pipe and bowling if they're nude.
Do you know how like nudists annoy me? I saw it in the week that
what was the monkey news? Quickly.
No, we've got to save monkey news. We'll have to do that when we
Is it quick? Going into the record.
What the monkey news, is it quick?
Yeah.
I can tell it to you quick.
Quick then.
Right.
Jingle.
Oh, chimpanzee that. Go.
Shambles.
Hurry up!
There's a monkey in India, right? On a railway station, waiting for the train. No, don't mess about because I've got to get through it quick. There's monkeys sat there, and this robber nicks somebody's handbag or something, goes running off down the platform, the police are chasing them, monkey steps in, trips the fella up, pins him down, police come and arrest the fella.
He tripped over the monkey. Okay, play a record.
He didn't.
He tripped over the monkey.
The monkey was waiting for a train.
He tripped over the monkey.
The monkey was waiting for a train.
He tripped over the monkey.
Did he check the timetable?
Okay, leave it. Letter to Hermione by David Bowie. Well, we're all getting stressed here. We're going to run out of time again. We haven't had enough answers. We left it so late. We had so much rubbish to pack in.
You did it on purpose.
What? What do you mean?
Did it on purpose.
What left? I love Rockbusters. I think it's the highlight of the week.
Mm.
But
I remember in the early days of Rockbusters, we used to get reams of emails. Do you know how many we've had today?
Go on.
Two.
Yeah, because we've just done it in the last link, and people have to think about it and do research.
They have
that.
To guess, because
I don't think XFM Family Fortunes is gonna be a success.
Don't knock XFM Family Fortunes, Carl.
It ran on ITV for years.
Well,
yeah. So, has anyone got any right, Carl?
Well, what we'll have to do is,
we haven't got any prizes to give away anyway, because
no,
he gave them away our next month.
Yeah, I'm coming through now. Let's see. Just hang on a minute.
Well, this isn't radio. You can't just sit here looking at a computer screen going, hold on, hold on. That isn't radio.
Right, well, it'll have to be the one who got the closest, right?
Okay, what, who got the closest? What are the answers?
Give us them again.
Right, the northern lad remembers he had to tell his mates, his mum's daughter something.
I'm so glad this is the last one ever. This is the last, I promise, it's the last Rockbuster ever.
The northern lad remembers he had to tell his mum's daughter something. That was O.
Yeah, I know that.
What was it?
Oasis.
Oasis? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that was another
one. That works. That works, though. Go on, what's the next one? This is what this one worries me. Go on.
The person from Birmingham got a C in their degree.
No idea.
That was T.
Go on.
Toto. Tutu.
A C as well. Just made it up. A C. Tutu. I love it. I love it. Toto. Toto. Well,
Toto.
Right, no, did anyone get
Toto.
That?
Toto. Yeah.
You are joking.
I just saw it on an email.
Right, come on.
What was the last one?
That's extraordinary.
Last one. The Cockney fella isn't happy. Everything is going wrong. Going back in time a bit. The initials DH.
Going back in time a bit?
Yeah, that for the song. It's not a sort of.
Oh, right. I remember. I thought I didn't hear that first time round.
Cockney fella isn't happy. Everything's going wrong. The initials were DH.
Yeah.
That was Dan Hill. Dan Hill. Right? Dan Hill. Nobody got that one. That's a tricky one, but Steve, do you want to pick someone who got a couple?
No.
I mean, I imagine Dan Hill was on everyone's lips.
I'm sorry, I think I know about music, but I don't know who Dan Hill is.
Sometimes when we touch.
Yeah, honestly, it's too much. It's an awful ballad from about 1973.
Yeah.
Right? No one would get Dan Hill. Did anyone get Dan Hill?
Well, I don't know. Steve, you are just-
I'm not gonna check, I can't be bothered. I just want to celebrate that it's over. I'm just pleased that we're finished with Rockbusters.
What?
Right.
Did anyone get it?
I've got to check. I want to hear that answer again.
What? Carl, leave the mags alone and let me find that one.
Right.
That is someone's contempt for you.
Yeah.
They've put Oasis, fair enough. Second one, Travis, they've just gone. Third one, Oliver Hardy. They don't care. That's how much contempt people have for you.
What's the answer? NERD? Yeah.
Provider.
Oh. I hope the Sonys weren't listening to that. I'm not going to come in for a couple of weeks.
I'm not going to be here next week.
Okay, no, leave it a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
right,
I think we should just take a break. Everyone should just take a break.
Do a special or a best of, Carl, because this is. Well, I've got to go away and rethink this whole thing because I think it's actually probably damaging our reputation.
Definitely.
What are you going to do next week? Are you going to come in, Carl?
I'll have to be here to play it out, won't I?
Fine. Yeah, right. Because we didn't give the winners the competition. I mean, see you later.
Yeah, I'm not going to be here.